Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's clearly the area that they have to get figured out. Their run defense, they were able to run the ball wherever they wanted to. That is Tampa Bay and that Buffalo run defense. But I think Buffalo's learning that it's going to be a shootout team. In their three losses this year, they've scored 20 points or less. In all seven of their wins, they've scored 28 or more. Josh Allen, when you've got him at quarterback, he's got to put up the points because right now that run defense isn't stopping enough to be able to win those lower scoring games. But why not just put up 44 every week?
J.J. Watt there. Stunningly, bravely saying defense is for losers, apparently.
Being a defensive player, I mean.
Yeah, I know. And he's like, no,
takes guts.
Stupid. I mean, giddy up. My thing is with the playoffs in the modern NFL, you lean into your quarterback. You lean into what they can do. Allen, Mahomes, Lamar, Jalen Hurts, even Stafford. Like, you lean into those guys. It's wonderful to have a compliment. With the defense. I think we're past the days of defense wins championships. I think that's only partially true in the modern NFL because of all the rules and everything that has changed in now the modern NFL. You still need a good defense. You know, it can't be abysmal. And that's where I get so nervous with the run defense. I think that's fine and dandy. I think that's partially right by Watt. But as we mentioned, the Bills are 31st in run defense. That is not sustainable at all. But, and we always talk about luck in the playoffs in the terms of injuries. It also comes down to who you play. If the Bills all of a sudden don't have to play Baltimore, they play Pittsburgh, who can't run the ball either. Okay, bang. That's one pretty good team. Chiefs are out of the playoffs. Great. Don't have to play Patrick Mahomes. And let's say a team like Denver is the team you play in the divisional round. A team that has a maybe lesser than quarterback, low ceiling with Bo Nix. I don't want to say he's lesser than, but low ceiling Bo Nix. And then you get like Daniel Jones in the AFC Championship. I think most people are sitting there going, great, I'll take that ride. I will take that. Pittsburgh, Denver, Indy, let's go. Even with the poorest run defense, you would take that. And then another aspect, and then let's say you win that, you get the Rams in the Super Bowl rather than the Eagles with Saquon Barkley or the Lions with their two-headed monster in Montgomery and Gibbs. That's partially luck. It's stuff you couldn't control, and yet you got the teams that maybe you match up the best against. But they got to keep stacking wins, and that's where Thursday comes into this. Thursday Night Football is always a bit of a crapshoot. It's always a bit of a nightmare. It's a short week. Teams are just trying to get by, stay healthy, what have you. And for me, look, I loved the defense, and Watt brings it up. Like, just go score 40 points a game, see what you can do. I don't know about that with the Houston Texans. We had a caller last segment, 803-0550. You want to jump on, give your thoughts on Tampa going into this week? Love to hear your thoughts. Yeah, Jacksonville was able to go up and down the field on them, and then they couldn't, and they gave up a lot. Tennessee is more the game that is sort of indicative of, I guess, what Houston is right now with Davis Mills. Their defense is going to stymie other teams, and they're just going to have to put up around 20. They put up 16, they get the win. For me, it is the idea of the long ball that I think is going to go away this week. It's just not. It's probably not the right idea against the Texans. It probably is the quick game. It is getting the ball out to your running backs, which was nice to see this week. Seeing both Johnson and Cook involved in the passing game was really nice to see. Getting the ball out quick to guys like Khalil Shakir, the slant game with Gabe Davis. We saw that very early on. And, of course, leaning into your potential all-pro running back in James Cook. I think those are the ways to go against this Houston Texans team. If they were to score 30 on them, I'm very happy with where the offense is following the disaster class in Miami. I'd be very, very happy with where they're at if they were able to put on 30 on Houston. That's where I'm at. Houston is not a particularly good running team. I think your pass rush should have a good time against Davis Mills. It should be fine. For me, it is much more, does your offense get them into this game? Does your offense keep them in this game? Because that's where the Bills have lost it. They lose that game against New England, not because New England is that much more superior than them. They lose it because they turn the ball over three times, including one basically at their own goal line with the Keon Coleman fumble. That's why they lose that game. And honestly, it's why I thought they were going to lose Sunday. Is because when the Bills turn the ball over, boy, they do not do it in a half measure. They go all in. They will have like two or three turnovers. It won't just be a fluke play. It feels like it's contagious and everyone catches it. And so, you know, almost a big part of it for me is I just don't want to give a team with a backup quarterback that is trying to stay alive, do not give them life. And I do hope that because they were able to go to the deep ball this week, that does exactly what we've all been talking about for weeks. It's why many of us, and myself included, wanted Rashid Shaheed. Not necessarily because I thought Shaheed was this transcendent talent that was going to take them to the next stratosphere offensively. It was more due to the fact of Shaheed is fast as hell, a very good deep ball receiver, and he'll freak defenses out. He'll do exactly what Xavier Worthy does for Kansas City, which is not exactly much, but he's going to push the defense back. He's going to drag another defender with him because he is pressing the defense. He is making you nervous about the deep ball. It's what Hardman did, and you saw it on the Hardman pass. Khalil Shakir is wide open. There is no one around him. Allen takes the shot, and in some ways I think that's better in the long term. Sucks in the moment because ultimately doesn't lead to anything. But in the long term, it might be good because now Houston has to go into the film room when they're watching the tape and go, oh, hell, Allen's going deep again. We have to cover that. And that could leave Khalil Shakir 15 yards wide open. No one's around him. He's on his own island. That might be the best thing for them going in the long run, to really get the passing game going as well. Once there's that threat, and there was some success to it, it's a broken play, but ultimately Tyrell Shavers, that's a hit. That works. Curtis Samuel is wide open. That worked. That is going to stress defenses out. And you hit neither the Hardman play or the Samuel play, but it's going to show up on tape, and it's going to be a problem for defenses moving forward. That's why I wanted someone like Shaheed. Jalen Waddle would have been that plus, because then I think you're just hitting those all the time, and he's also your number one, and that'd be great. But that was the big premise of getting someone like Rashid Shaheed, is that he would change how defenses had to defend you. It no longer became just load everyone up front, stop the short stuff, and key in on James Cook, and we'll be just fine. They have no one to stretch the field. Now, and we'll see about Hardman, he does pick up that calf injury, but Shavers was very good in that role. And maybe bring in Elijah Moore.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't know. We'll see. Maybe there's a little bit more there where they can really start to spread out and to stretch out with their offense. 803-0550, the number to call. Let's go back to the phones. Steve is up next with us. Steve, how are we doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm excited to go to my, whatever it's been, fourth or fifth game here in Houston since I moved. And they've never won any of these games in Houston. I think it's been over a decade that I've been down here, and Buffalo hasn't won. So, I mean, if you're going by the eventually they got to beat KC in the playoffs, they eventually got to beat Houston down here. It's just a really weird stadium, man. When you go in there, I don't want to say it feels like going to a Buffalo Blizzards game when that was around, but it is just one of those really goofy arena team feeling places, even with the fan experience. So I hope they come in there high energy. And, you know, this Houston team just isn't very good. And they whoop up on them.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. Steve, you're right, though. It kind of is a bit of a house of horrors, isn't it? I mean, just thinking about it, the Bills do have a struggle, namely in Houston. You go back to the playoff game in 2019, that's in Houston. Bit of a nightmare. We have everything going on there. You have last year, which was one of their worst performances they've had ever with Josh Allen. Yeah, it's been a not great stadium for them to go to at all. We'll see. Maybe that is part of why I'm nervous about it, is that I haven't seen them play well in Houston. I mean, Allen gets hurt his rookie year there. You have the Nathan Peterman game. I know Jeremy and Joe were talking about this too. It's not a good stadium. It's not fun. Steve, I hope for your sake, yeah, that it's better. Because it's weird. You know, that is maybe true of a lot of the AFC South teams. You never really think any of them are that good outside of like the Luck Manning Colts years. But for the most part, the AFC South is garbage, and yet the Bills have had routine struggles against all of those teams. Texans, they lose in the playoffs to them last year, 2018, Allen's rookie year. Then you get Jacksonville. That's always a bit of a tire fire. The playoff game, the Urban Meyer year, London, and then Tennessee. Those games down in Tennessee, especially during the pandemic as well. Yeah, the AFC South. I mean, it may be the Thursday night football division, but it can sometimes be a real bane for the Buffalo Bills. Let's go back to the phones. Thanks for the call, Steve. Tim is up next. Tim, how are we doing?
Hey, thanks, Zach, for having me on. You actually just threw a curveball at me. I didn't really think about it, but yeah, why do we suck against the AFC South, huh?
That's interesting. I know. I got no answers.
Yeah, that's weird. Okay, so sorry you derailed me right there. So the most thing that was encouraging to me last week is the fact that the Bills for probably once this year, finally made a defense feel like they had to cover the entire length of the field, sideline to sideline. And I obviously the Texans are a much better defense. This is going to be a struggle for the Bills, but if they can continue to do that down the stretch, it's just going to open up so many more things when you get guys like a Kincaid back. They're utilizing the running backs finally. I just really liked what I saw last week, Josh just playing free and making them cover the entire field, because Todd Bowles is a really good defensive mind, and I liked what I saw last week. Anyways, flip it over to the offensive side of the ball. Again, just Josh playing free. This Texans defense is going to be tough. The game is going to be frustrating at times. As long as we don't give Davis Mills and company any short fields with some weird turnovers, bounces, whatever, I really like our odds this week. And I'd really like to see McDermott just crowd the line of scrimmage, make things complicated pre-snap for Davis Mills, and ultimately load the box and force him to beat us with his arm. I just want to kind of get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, absolutely, Tim. That's how I want them to play everybody now, is force them to throw the ball. Get on them early and force them to get uncomfortable. Mills is kind of the perfect template for that, because he's a backup. He's not even the main starter, so the Texans are likely going to want to simplify at least enough for him to run the offense like normal. If you can get after him early, though, if he has to have a Jacoby Brissett game from this weekend, that's not good. If he's throwing 60 passes and he's completing 47 of them, the Bills win. I mean, look at – it's nice for Jacoby Brissett. He had over 400 yards. They got blown out by San Francisco. It looks nice until you see the scoreboard. That's what I'd love to see, because the Bills' passing defense does seem to be their positive. It doesn't just seem to be because everyone's running on you, that's why they're actually that high up. No. It seems like it is becoming a real strength of this team. The problem is, and I know some people hate this, complementary football, the running defense is not giving you any reprieve. If a team can run on you, it is ridiculous to pass on the Bills, because you can just run for three downs and easily get a first down. But when a team is forced to pass, Emeka Buka is handled by the Bills. Cole Bishop gets another interception. Max Harrison, you don't hear his name. And yet, he plays about 50% of the snaps on defense against Tampa. They're starting to really find a strength on defense. The problem is that the other side of the defense is abysmal. Some of that is due to injuries, and they can't really control that. You know, the fact that Ed, he's played three games, and maybe his best season. Michael Hoyt, who they're bringing in and thinking, that's the guy to change the game for us. And he does. And he does. And you get seven quarters. You get almost no time with him. He's the summer fling. I mean, that's what Michael Hoyt was. You're going to remember them forever. Even when you're married and you're happily in love, there's going to be one day in the summer you're going to remember him. That's Michael Hoyt for you. You got seven quarters and they changed your life forever. The only positive is you're getting him back next year. And then Shaq Thompson, who when he came in, especially in the Atlanta game, the second half of that Atlanta game, you saw how much better it got. And then Carolina, and then Kansas City. But the injuries kept mounting. They kept losing a key player on defense for a lengthy period of time or just the full season. It's not fair. It is what it is. But they've got to figure out the run defense. And a lot of it just seems to be guys just biting too much. Joey Bosa specifically is brutal at setting the edge. That man bites on everything. I love him as a pass rusher. And with the help in the secondary, you've been able to see him at times really feast. But boy, him in run defense is tough. Even Deion Walker, who I've really enjoyed this year, is a boomer bust player right now. He's a rookie. It makes sense. But he's boomer bust. And some of the busts, oh boy, do you see. Some of the booms, though, it's the same thing. They're going to have to learn to live with this. And I think the easiest way to live with it is effectively to hide it by pushing a team to get away from the run or to not be able to sit with it as long as they want to. Get on a team early. Get after them early. And part of that can be this weekend. It helps the Texans aren't a very good run team. But if you can get on them early and force Davis Mills to throw, he's not going toe-to-toe with Josh Allen. I don't care that the Houston Texans are at home. I don't care that that game is in Houston. Bills just got to be smart, not turn the ball over. And if you're telling me right now you'll take Davis Mills over Josh Allen, you're out of your gourd, just flat out. The test then comes Philadelphia later in the year. New England again with Travion Henderson. And maybe the playoffs with teams like Baltimore or Indianapolis. That's where the real test comes. And we won't get that for a little while. But they've also got to handle their business against Houston, get to 8-3, and have a nice weekend off. 803-0550, the number to call. Sal Capaccio joining the show at 11. We've also got primetime players coming up at 11:30. Zach Jones hanging with you here on a beautiful Tuesday morning. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.